This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Kinda Funny Games Daily for Friday, September 4th, 2020. I'm one of your hosts, Greg Miller, alongside the new face of video games, Blessing Adeoye Jr.
Happy Friday, Greg.
Happy Friday to you. Are you excited? A long weekend.
Yeah, man. A long weekend. A good one for video games.
A great one for video games.
I woke up this morning and I had about three codes coming to my inbox with a fourth one still to be expected. And I'm very excited. I'm also moving this weekend, which is pretty big. And so that's going to take up my Saturday.
I was going to say that's bad, though, for playing all these games, right?
Yeah. No, I keep forgetting that I'm moving tomorrow. I've not even started to pack yet. Like I've been slowly moving stuff over the last 2 to 3 weeks. Because I've had the place for a while now, but I'm finally making the final push tomorrow, and so I gotta do all that stuff. Okay. Kevin's supposed to be helping me too, and I keep reminding him. And part of me is like, I feel like he's gonna forget.
He won't.
I feel like he's gonna totally forget, but he's the one with the pickup truck.
He's someone who like acts like he's totally gonna forget it, but he will always be there for you, especially if he feels the need for a pickup truck. Like he is going to he's gonna be there.
Yeah, worst case scenario, Kevin will oversleep, but he'll still wake up. He'll just wake up 15 minutes too late, and you'll get that text of like, I might be a little bit late, but I'm on my way. Don't worry.
That's the thing that worries me too, is that I've not set a time for Kevin yet. Like I've not told him like what time I'm moving, because I have the whole day. If I'm being frank, like I can make this happen whenever. If I need to move at 6 p.m. at night, I'll move at 6
You don't
p.m.
have that much stuff in that room right now, so I mean that's the thing, right?
The big thing I need Kevin for is the desk. Like the desk is the biggest thing I own right now. And also I want him to help me out, because I realized literally earlier this week I was like, I don't have a chair at my new place, do I? And the chair I'm rocking right now is literally a chair that I got out of the kitchen. Kevin's gonna help me out, do a heist. We're gonna steal a chair from the office.
That's not stealing. You're allowed to take that. That's okay. You're requisitioning.
Okay.
Right?
I mean, I didn't ask anybody, because I figured it's better to ask forgiveness than ask permission. But
exactly.
I guess
I know we definitely had a lot of plans for the 9 office chairs that are just gathering dust.
Exactly. I didn't want Nick to walk in one day and be like, "There's a chair missing."
Really quick, someone in the chat brought up a really good question. Blessing, are you keeping the bed, which has been so important in your work from home setup?
No, I'm not keeping the bed.
It's unfortunate.
Yeah, when I moved here, the bed was actually included with the room, which is why I didn't go on Amazon, see this beauty, and go, that's the one right there. That's the one I'm going to go for.
I could really go for a bed I'd find in my grandmother's spare room.
Exactly. No, this is a bed, though, that was already here when I got here. And so, sadly, I'm not going to be able to take the bed with me.
That's okay. You're okay.
Yeah. Now, I'm sad about it.
I think moving sucks, so you have my sympathies.
Thank you.
It's also supposed to be a super hot weekend in the Bay, so you have my sympathies. Yeah. Jen sent me an article today, I think. She did it on Instagram. If you want me, I can look at it. Hold on.
Yes, please. I need that update. It's not hot right now, because right now it's a pretty chill day.
Well, that's the thing. I can't imagine tomorrow. The time, right? SF Chronicle has a headline today. Bay Area temperatures could hit 113 degrees this weekend as scorching heat wave approaches.
Fahrenheit?
That's the Bay Area.
Yeah, that's not San Francisco. It's looking like Sunday it's going to be like 80. When they talk about Bay Area, that's like probably
the whole
way out in like East Bay and like North Bay and stuff like that.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
I don't like that at all.
I know. I have something else you may not like. It's not that you won't like it. Because you're a good boy. All right. You're a very good child. No, that's out. Is that one of the codes you got?
That's one of the codes I'm waiting for.
Okay.
Because Tim got me a code yesterday. Turned out code didn't work. Very upsetting.
That happens all the time.
I was ready to play it.
What I wanted to do is give a quick shout out to our friends at G4. And what my original intro was going to be, I introduced you as the new face of video games, of course. Mm-hmm. And I said I was going to be like, well, how do you feel about that soon to be ripped away from you? Of course, Blessing, that title. because of course you've been doing this now for 9 months, so you're starting, people know who you are now, you know what I mean? You've had a stellar 2020 despite the odds. However, if you go to G4's Twitter right now, G4 TV, you can watch a great video from Adam Sessler. G4 is starting a competition basically of G4 needs talent, looking for people who are in the United States over 18. You can go to r/G4TV on their subreddit to get all the information there. I know, but you have a job. So it's like, I don't think you need to worry so much about going to be a G4 host and instead worry about, you know, not pissing off Nick Scarpino getting fired.
Fair.
Don't leave me. Fair ending.
Yeah,
no. Here's the thing.
But neither are you leaving. Trust me.
Growing up, I was a very big fan of Attack of the Show and G4 and X-Play,
yeah,
and Cinematech and Ninja Warrior and American Ninja Warrior and Cheaters. I didn't really like Cops that much.
What did you think about Live PD though?
Oh, Live PD was great.
What do you think about Campus PD? Like those are some good Campus G4 PD, shows too.
Did I say Cold Monkeys? Because Cold Monkeys is also great.
I don't know if you did say Cold Monkeys. I'm not sure.
Cold Monkeys. Do you remember Cold Monkeys? Did you watch Cold Monkeys? Oh man, that show.
I don't know what that is.
I don't know how it would hold up in 2020, but back in the day, that show was great. It was basically like an adult cartoon, like a Family Guy or like a South Park. But the whole premise of it was that it was about basically a game studio, like one of the, like a really bad toxic game studio.
Oh great, okay, great. That would totally hold up. That's exactly what the
and like the characters were like pixel art sprite stuff, like it was really good, really offensive, but like funny at the time.
So just to wrap this one up, because we're just being ourselves and goofing around. Like I said, you can go to G4 TV on Twitter to watch the awesome Adam Sessler video, hear all the rules, and see what it is. Basically, though, they're asking for you to either nominate or get submissions from if you want to do it. The idea here is that they're looking for the next wave of hosts. They're talking about young people, 18-year-olds and ups. And I think that, you know, 2020 has been great about bringing all these new voices and faces out of the communities we're all in, right? And so I think it's a great movement. I think if you've seen somebody, whether it be on our podcast or somebody else's podcast or anywhere you see people guest on podcasts or just smaller YouTubers or podcasters you're listening to, this is a great way to get their names out there. So I encourage you to go, like I said, to twitter.com/G4TV or to the subreddit over on r/G4TV and nominate either yourself, which is totally fine, or the people you've seen guests on other shows, voices you think deserve a shot at G4. Maybe not Blessing, who has a full-time job, I will remind you once again.
But like, once again, I'm a fan of X-Play. All I'm saying is Adam Sessler was like my first Greg Miller, you know, where Blessing. I saw that guy and I was like, I like what he's saying about video games. I want to be him someday. Blessing. You know?
Blessing. You know? Blessing. Hold on one second. As your boss,
you know, I'll take you with me.
No, I was going to give you the floor.
You can be my web.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's talk about this, and let's talk about the fact that Prince of Persia might be coming back. And Immortals Phoenix Rising. Stop talking about G4. Phoenix Rising might be getting or just gave away its release date, and you might be playing The Witcher 3 again, because this is Kind of Funny Games Daily. Each and every weekday on a variety of platforms, we run you through the nerdy video game news you need to know about. If you like that, be part of the show at patreon.com/kindoffunnygames. You can go there and ask your questions, of course, to be part of the show. You can give us your squad up request to be part of the show. But more importantly, you can get the show ad-free. You can get it with the exclusive post show we do each and every weekday. And you can get a bevy of other benefits, like, of course, submitting to the Gamescast, being a part of the other shows, getting to see the old, well, I guess the new, not the old thing. I was going to call it the old, but it's the newer thing, right? Of a Bless Up, Blessings, a Patreon exclusive show where he talks to you and answers your questions.
Episode 9 this month.
All right, great. Is it up already? Oh, I guess it's September now. Shit, fuck. Yeah, I feel like it's so long. However, of course, if you have no bucks to toss our way, it's no big deal. You can go to twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames and watch us record the show live. If you are watching it live, you have a special job. Go to kindoffunny.com/you'rewrong and tell us what we screw up as we screw it up. So we can set the record straight. God, I don't know. It's Friday. I'm off.
It's Friday, man. We're almost out of here.
I just want to play Avengers. You know what I mean?
When are we going to play together, by the way?
Whenever you're down. Like, it's that thing.
I'm down whenever.
We're in that thing right now with Avengers where it's complicated and to play. Not complicated, but like when you're doing the single player campaign, there's, you know, you'll be playing missions where you can play with other people, and then there'll be a mission that's solo. So like last night, I dropped into Fran's stream. I saw he was about to finish the mission. I was like, let's play together. He's like, yeah, totally. Let me do this one thing. And he started doing it. I was like, oh, man, this is a solo mission. I'll see you later. So it's like, I've been just waiting for other people to get to where they need to be or whatever, or where they want help or whatever. And then I'm ready to go. I'm ready to fucking go. Yeah. My team's pumped and prime. You're watching live. Special job. Kindoffunny.com/you're wrong. Tell us what we screw up as we screw it up. So we can set the record straight for everybody watching later on youtube.com/kindoffunnygames, roosterteeth.com, and listening on podcast services around the globe. Housekeeping for you. I have a bunch of Kind of Funny Games content updates for you. We talked about this on a stream earlier this week, but I don't know if it ever got circulated around too much. But the big deal right now is that the Kind of Funny Gamescast is recording this afternoon. Of course, you can watch live on patreon.com/kindoffunnygames. It's going to be our Avengers review in progress, spoiler-free, everybody coming in no matter where they are in the game, talking about what their impressions are of it. It's going to go live pretty much as soon as possible after that. So, you know, it'll be recorded live on Patreon. There'll be the post-show, all that stuff. And then afterwards, right to youtube.com/kindoffunnygames and podcast services around the globe. We wanted to give everybody this week as much time to play Avengers so we could all come in and actually have something to say. On top of that, it's Xbox weekend once again. Tomorrow, of course, Saturday, 6 a.m. Pacific time, you can get the newest episode of the Kind of Funny Xcast with Snowbike Mike, Alana Pierce, and Gary Whitta. Then Sunday, my Halo playthrough continues on the YouTube archive version. You can get episode 3, I believe, youtube.com/kindoffunnygames Sunday. Then, interestingly, Monday is a holiday here in these United States called Labor Day. If you didn't know, for the first 4 years of Kind of Funny, we did not understand that, and we didn't really treat it like a business, and so we just all fucked around. We're taking Monday off. There is no content on Monday outside of the stuff that would already be going live, which I say, and I look around, and I'm like, I don't think anything is going live. But you understand what I mean. Monday's off. Now, that does domino a few things. Usually we record PS I Love You XOXO on Mondays. We were going to do it on Tuesdays, and then it turns out that Blessing's taking that day off for a four-day weekend because he's moving and needs to recover, which is very understandable. So instead, PS I Love You is recording Wednesday, similar to the Gamescast, I believe. We're doing it in the morning. We'll try to get it up as soon as possible just to keep it all out there. And hey, I say this literally in case it comes true. I don't know. But hey, maybe we'll have a release date by then. Again, that is just, I'm just saying that.
For the PS5?
Yeah, maybe they'll do the release date, man. Can you imagine if it worked in our favor for a change? That we don't That'd do the be show? Because awesome. That was a concern, as I did not want to do the show this afternoon, have it cook all the way till Tuesday, and then fucking Monday or something else, or even, I don't even know, the weekend something leaks or whatever. Now, of course, what'll happen is we'll record it Wednesday morning. Wednesday fucking at 2 o'clock, they're going to announce the goddamn release date. But you're welcome, and you get it. Thank you to our Patreon producers, Mohammed, Blackjack, and Tom Bach. Today we're brought to you by Brooklyn and Logitech and Hims, but I'll tell you about that later. For now, let's begin the show with what is and forever will be the Roper Report. Tom, for some news, we got 5 items on the Roper Report.
A baker's dozen.
And Greg, before you actually get into number one, I want to go back to the G4 thing for a minute, because sure. People are tagging me a lot on Twitter, and I want to say, stop tagging me. Instead, I want to direct you to Paris Lilly.
Yeah, I've been retweeting Paris. Paris is out there, yeah.
Tag
Paris. Paris is one of those voices, right?
Yeah, like Paris is making it vocal that he wants the shot, right? He doesn't want to throw away his shot, as they would say in Hamilton. And you should tag Paris, like promote Paris. Paris is awesome. Paris is talented. Give your support to Paris.
I think everybody who's come on a Kind of Funny show in the past year or whatever, and you've gone, man, they should hire that person. This is your opportunity to put them out there. I would, of course, love to hire all the talented people we've brought through, but you know that you don't donate enough on Patreon because you're a horrible person knocking around. Hey, but you know, no, they understand it was a joke, Barrett. It's the thing where that's not possible, right? This is G4 trying to build a team from scratch and trying to give, it looks like, a shot to a bunch of people who do not have the reach and, you know, full-time gigs. Think about that. You think of somebody like Paris, you think of Khalif, right? You think of these people who are fucking hustling and trying to build these things, but are also working full-time jobs that have nothing to do with the games industry. Like those are the kind of people I think for this opportunity should be getting the bump, right? I know I made a bunch of tweets, or I made a tweet when G4 got announced of like, I want a show. That's of course still true. Like I'd love to do a Kind of Funny show on G4 or whatever with all of us or something like that, or host whatever, but that's not what they're talking about right now. Right now they're talking about, hey, who can do full-time hosting for G4?
Yeah.
I think that's where we got to really try to lift up a bunch of people.
Yeah, and that's what I'll say too. Like, I do not necessarily want to host for G4 full-time. But, you know, if you wanted to make me a commentator on Ninja Warrior for part-time.
Sure, yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
Adam Sessler, do what you do. I know Adam Sessler has nothing to do with Ninja Warrior, but if you have the connections, holler at me.
All right, we'll try to get you back for Ninja Warrior. How about this, though? It's a one-off special where you get to commentate alongside Golden Boy, but then I get to compete in other totally out of shape video game personalities. Get to compete.
100% I'm down.
Okay, cool. Just making sure.
American Gamer Warrior.
There you go. Number one on the Roper Report, it looks like the Prince of Persia remake is going to be at Ubisoft Forward. This is VGC. Blessing, can you go there? Actually, or click on the link I put in there earlier. I can't believe I didn't put down the author. I'm usually way better about
that. Yeah, I'll find it.
Thank you. While I'll start reading from the VGC article, though. Ubisoft is reportedly planning to announce a Prince of Persia remake during its upcoming Ubisoft Forward event. The French publisher recently revealed plans to hold its second Ubisoft Forward game showcase on September 10th. Promising, quote, new games and big news, Ubisoft said the digital event will feature Immortals Fenyx Rising, the game formerly known as Gods and Monsters. Full stop right there. I wasn't on the episode when this new name broke, Blessing, and you guys were like, this is a terrible name. What a terrible name.
It's a terrible name, right? Like, I don't understand why they went this route.
Isn't Immortals, like, you know, like the name of, like, a really bad, like, Greek god movie that, like, with, like, Liam Neeson?
Tim Geddes correctly pointed out that Immortals is the name of a billion different things. Because there's, like, a Marvel movie called Immortals, right, that's coming out? Or am I thinking of something else?
Eternals.
That's what I was thinking of. Yeah. All right.
For me, it's more that when I hadn't seen it in print until this morning, because I've been listening to the podcast while I've been doing other stuff. And so when you guys were like, Immortals, Fenyx Rising, I was like, oh, okay. And then to see they spell Fenyx, F-E-Y-N-X.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, so wait, is the main character named Fenyx?
Yeah, I think it's something along those lines.
And if so, then why isn't it Immortals colon Fenyx Rising? Why is it Immortals Fenyx Rising? Is his full name, is his last name Fenyx and his first name is Immortals? Hi, why I'm Fenyx. Immortals Fenyx.
Immortals Fenyx colon Rising.
What if that's their full? That's first, middle, and last.
What if Fenyx is the main character's middle name, and Immortals is like their first name, and Rising is their last name?
And then they call him M for short.
My name is Rising. Immortals Fenyx Rising.
I'm sorry, M. I'm gonna need your full name.
Also, Tom Ivan wrote this.
Thank you, Tom Ivan. I apologize.
I really hope it's like a revealed, kind of like The Dark Knight Rises. Like, you should use your full name, Robin. Like the very.
I like your name. I don't use it. Anyways, back to the article that has nothing to do really about Fenyx Rising, although the next one will. And speaking on the latest Triple Click podcast, Bloomberg reporter Jason Schreier claimed Ubisoft is planning to use the event to, quote, announce a bunch of games like the Prince of Persia remake that was leaked a couple weeks ago, end quote. Retailer max.com.gt, of course, where I go for all my purchases, whether it be video games or snow tires, recently published and then polled a listing for Prince of Persia Remake for PlayStation 4 and Nintendo Switch. The Prince of Persia series hasn't seen a full installment since 2010's The Forgotten Sands. In 2018, Ubisoft released a mobile spinoff, Escape, but otherwise the series has been superseded by Assassin's Creed, a franchise which itself started life as a Prince of Persia spinoff. Blessing, do you believe a Prince of Persia Remake is almost upon us? This will be next week, the 10th.
I can. I think, you know, I think
my arm, and I guess I can.
Yeah, like, I mean, I can believe it. I think it makes sense for them to do Prince of Persia. Like, people love Prince of Persia. People have asked for a Prince of Persia. Ubisoft is an interesting publisher because I feel like they have so many franchises that are beloved that might not necessarily get the return as something like the Tom Clancy games or the Assassin's Creed. Yeah, like Splinter Cell is another one of those where people have been clamoring for it and asking for it forever, and they've not done it probably because they probably ran the numbers and have gone like, hey, no, it'll be more profitable to do Ghost Recon Wildlands, or it'd be more profitable to do The Division 2, right, because of the nature of those games. Being games as a service or being multiplayer or just being more relevant, like in the case of something like Assassin's Creed or Far Cry, right? Like, I feel like there's, as far as what those franchises are, those are just like more modern and more palpable for people as opposed to something like Splinter Cell, which has come and gone. And I think I think now's the time, right? I think there's been enough time passed since we've gotten our last Prince of Persia and since we've gotten like a good Splinter Cell game that I think the return of those could hit home. And when we look at the Ubisoft Forward that's coming up, right? Like in their announcement for that, they talked about how the main show will feature updates on Watch Dogs Legion, which is about to be out, and we got an update on at the last Ubisoft Forward. They also mentioned Hyperscape, which is already out. They mentioned Rainbow Six Siege, which is already out. And then they mentioned Immortals Fenyx Rising, you know, which is upcoming. And
no mention of Assassins when they were promoting it?
No mention of Assassins, no.
Huh. I imagine they might have like another one planned right before Assassins.
Yeah, I mean, it could be like they might have three Ubisoft Forwards, who knows. But
you
like
think
that
so?
I mean, who knows, right? Have they said that like they'll they're only sticking to two?
No, they haven't said that at all. I just feel it's just an interesting pivot where I thought the first Ubisoft forward, okay, this takes place at E3. And then when they were like, oh, we're doing another one, I was like, oh, okay. But I thought that was more of a not stopgap, but just, hey, these projects weren't ready for what the E3 presentation would have been. So like, why not push them here? But you're right that it could totally shift to, hey, we're Ubisoft and we're doing these monthly, at least leading up to this. But you figure to do it in October for another Ubisoft forward, you'd be right on the doorstep of Legion, unless Legion slips again.
Well, I'm thinking we got the last Ubisoft forward in July. We're getting this one in September, 2 months later. And then we fast forward to when does Assassin's Creed come out? November?
November.
Yeah. And so like, let's say you do one right before Assassin's Creed, and that way you're able to cover Assassin's Creed. Then if this leak date for Immortals Fenyx Rising is correct, right? Immortals Fenyx Rising comes out in December. And then you also have Far Cry 6 in February. And so like you then have like a good lineup there to then touch on. And by then you're probably getting to the new season of Hyperscape. Like there's enough content there that I think having those three Ubisoft forwards to be able to touch on their games lineup right now, which is very heavy, like they are very active for this fall going into next spring.
Yeah,
I think could line up and make sense. But looking at the second Ubisoft forward,
I was going to say, let me bring in the second story and continue this conversation. Number two comes from IGN. Adam Bankhurst over there writes, Immortals Fenyx Rising release date might have leaked. According to the Microsoft Store, Ubisoft's Immortals Fenyx Rising, how many times am I going to fucking say that this episode? Previously known as Gods and Monsters, will be released on December 3rd, 2020, at least on Xbox One. The Microsoft Store listing also reveals new screenshots, which you can see below, go to IGN.com, and further details the upcoming grand mythological adventure. In Immortals Fenyx Rising, players will become Phoenix, a new winged demigod who is on a quest to save the Greek gods. Oh man, what if this is a crossover with God of War? You're trying to stop that.
Oh my God.
Phoenix will be able to wield the powers of gods like Achilles' sword and Delios? How do I say that? Barrett, you seem like a smart kid. You know Greek. You know Greek gods. You play all your Assassin's Creed.
Yeah.
Third paragraph in this story.
Daedalus?
Daedalus. Wings to fight enemies and solve puzzles. Full stop, just a Greg story here. I don't understand. As much as I love, you know, Odyssey, as much as I loved, I guess reboot God of War, which isn't the same thing, but in general, just in God of War, it was fun to go kill gods, right? I have no idea. Other than the fact that kids just hate homework, or just people hate homework, because even now, if something I have to do for homework, it's homework. In high school, I remember having the Greek gods book we were reading and just being such a slog and just being so disinterested in it. And I have no idea why, because it's just a fucked up superhero story. If you're listening right now and you're a high school kid, maybe a junior high kid, earlier than that, you're way too young to be listening to Kind of Funny content. But outside of that, homework is very easy. Just read the fucking chapter. Take the 30 minutes it takes to do it. Because let me tell you, the rest of your life is fucking chores and homework. And you're gonna look back and think how easy you had it. I digress.
And if you did the Greek god homework back in high school, like think about how prepared you'd be for this moment. Reading
I'd be killing
Dallas.
It.
You'd be destroying it, right?
Or you'd be the one making these stories. The same. Yeah.
True.
It's true. Nanobiologist, you're wrongs me. You just nailed it, though, blessing. Daedalus is how you say it. He's a legendary craftsman who created the labyrinth that contained the Minotaur of King Minos. There you go. Back to the story. Iconic mythological beasts, including Cyclops and Medusa, will try to stop you on your journey, and you will have to face them in combat, both in the air and on the ground. Phoenix will also have access to self-guided arrows, telekinesis, and more, all of which will help her on her journey in this stylized open world across seven unique regions, each inspired by the gods. So we have yet another Ubisoft game here that has already been, as you said, blessing, confirmed for the next Ubisoft forward next week. That yes. This one, though, it looks like the release date being September or December 3rd.
Yes. And so when you look at both of those, right, and you look at just this next Ubisoft forward, really, like the big title, especially if this December date is correct, right, is going to be Immortals Fenyx Rising. Like they're probably going to do some sort of deep dive, some sort of reveal of that. And they also mentioned in that same post that there are going to be more yet to be revealed surprises.
Yeah.
I don't know if Immortals Fenyx Rising is going to be the thing to carry that Ubisoft forward on its own, especially for comparing this Ubisoft forward to the caliber of the previous one, where we did get Far Cry 6, and we did get Watch Dogs Legion, and we did get Assassin's Creed Valhalla, and we got Hyperscape, the release date and stuff there. I think if you're going to do a whole-ass Ubisoft forward, That is, all right, Immortals Fenyx Rising. I think the other thing that would bring that thing up to par would be Prince of Persia. Like, if you're
if you can end that there, if you can end on the teaser trailer or open with the teaser trailer for Prince and be like, yeah, the Prince of Persia remake's happening, where, and you assume it's the, you know, classic PlayStation 2 Prince of Persia remake or whatever, not like they're doing the Nolan North one from 2007, 8, 9, somewhere in there,
or the Jake Gyllenhaal one, you know,
the Jake Gyllenhaal one.
Yeah, exactly. There's it's just a remastering of the movie.
How tall is Jake Gyllenhaal, do you think?
Taller than Fran, but shorter than Tim.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah.
This is very much a reference to a song called How Tall is Jake Gyllenhaal that one Chloe is that very obsessed with. She's the one that brought it to my attention. It's a song called How Tall is Jake Gyllenhaal.
That's very on brand for her. Really quick, y'all are talking about like
Beyonce.
Y'all talking about like
Here's
Prince
the
of Persia.
Hottest track off Lemonade. How tall is Jake Gyllenhaal?
I kind of want us to think about this now.
5'11", so you nailed it.
What's the over-under of Splinter Cell next week?
Zero.
Not happening, no.
Okay, sorry. I don't think there's a chance out there. Yeah, okay.
It's, you know, you touched on this in the beginning, Bless, of like they have a Splinter Cell, they have Prince of Persia, and they're not doing anything with them. And it's an interesting case study to look at that, because I really do think when you look at Ubisoft, and if I was to tell you, oh, there's a new game announced, and it's not Gods and Monsters, because this doesn't fit at all what I'm about to say. But hey, there's a new game announced. You're like, oh, what's it like? I'm like, oh, it's a Ubisoft game. I think that puts you immediately into two tracks, right? Where it's either the giant open world, there's a million things to do and checkpoints to do and areas to clear, or it's the games as a service somehow multiplayer thing that they're doing. And I don't think that's
both somehow.
Or both somehow. And that's not by coincidence, right? Like when Vivendi was breathing down Ubisoft's neck and the Guillemot family had to get super serious about how they're going to fend them off, it was batten down the hatches and let's double down on what works. And it was, these are the kind of games that works. And I think, you know, Ubisoft has been a publisher that has looked ahead and seen what is popular right now and tried to make sure that that will be popular in 9 months, or, well, I guess that's way too short, but 2 years, you know, 3 years when they put out a game for it. And so I think you keep something like Prince of Persia and Splinter Cell in your back pocket until you're in a position where you're comfortable enough, which I think they are now, and you're in a spot where you need them. And that's the one thing where I don't think you look at it and you go, do they need them? Prince of Persia as a remake is interesting, right? Because it's like, cool, it's a game you already love. It's a game you already fucking adored. We've gone through and we're doing the, you know, the Blue Point Shadow of the Colossus thing where it's, you know, from the ground up, but it's inspired by it. It's this thing, kind of, you know, you go through and do that. That's an interesting ball of wax to put it into, but I don't know how that fits in their current portfolio. And if they've just moved away enough from that to be like, cool, we are going to do something that is single player narrative, linear, that you get to go through and do.
I mean, toward the beginning of this year, they talked about their editorial team, which is the team that is responsible for like the overarching vision and the overarching like creative vision of their games and the direction, all that stuff. And they talked about how, based off of last year's performance of their games being Ghost Recon, Breakpoint, and The Division 2, was it the Division 2 that didn't sell as well as they thought it was going to be?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, them talking about the performance of those games and then talking about how they want to shift direction and put more TLC into stuff. I could see Prince of Persia being somewhat of a product of that, right? Yeah. And of course, like this would have been in development for longer than the last
just last year. Yeah.
But like I could see it at a certain point Ubisoft going, oh man, we do have two games that we put out now. We do have the open world games, which are your Far Cries, the Assassin's Creeds, and your whatevers. And then also we do have our games as a service games, which are your Divisions and your Rainbow Sixes.
Yeah.
And those ones. And your Ghost Recon Breakpoints. And like other things that, you know, are the marriage between the two.
Yeah.
Maybe if we... Let's mess around with some of our other IP. Let's mess around and put out a remake of Prince of Persia. See how people like it and see how it does. And if it does well enough, then we can greenlight a brand new from the ground up linear Prince of Persia game to give our catalog a little bit more freshness. Like I could see that being a case for them.
Sure. And I mean, it's the thing we've seen time and time again with them putting Sam Fisher into all manner of thing, right? Like he's in everything. He's in Rainbow Six, like he's in that weird mobile game they put out. Like that'll be at Ubisoft Forward. There will be a Sam Fisher reference at Ubisoft Forward, but there won't be a game for him at Ubisoft Forward. And that's the thing of like how long you wait for that, I don't know. And what they're, you know, how many times they've gone through and tried to get it off the ground and haven't found something that actually works for them or not. But It'll be interesting. Both these rumors, I believe, right? Like, I believe that, yeah, Prince of Persia remake, while, right, it doesn't fit the portfolio, I do think, as you've said, they're trying to move away from that. And they've been, you know, vocal about that to an extent, that I think they're to a point where they can loosen it up a bit and look back to double down on things. And then, yeah, for Phoenix Rising, in terms of a release date, yeah, why not?
Yeah, I mean, that game, that's the game that was supposed to come out in February. And so when it got delayed, I was thinking fall, but I think the big thing that threw a wrench into it was, I believe when it was leaked on Google Stadia, because they had like a build of the game.
Yeah, right. Yeah. They were like, listen, that was an old build. That was an old thing. The names changed. They said that.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Yeah. And when that happened, that's when it came out of like, oh, yeah, we're redoing elements of this game. We're trying to think from the ground up and all that stuff, which made me go, oh, man, is this game way more further out? But, you know, with that, with both those things being the case, December seems right. Like, especially if we're going to come out at Ubisoft Forward with it.
Yeah.
And you assume they're on the precipice of, you know, announcing either like showing off the gameplay breakdown or showing off like whatever the thing may be. Right. Like a December date along with that sounds right. Though I think that then becomes interesting for me, because that then makes this fall going to next spring just so busy for Ubisoft. Because that is Watch Dogs Legion. That we also got Hyperscape. I should add in with this, right? So Hyperscape, Watch Dogs Legion, Assassin's Creed, Gods and Monsters, and then Far Cry 6, and then also like seasons of Rainbow Six. That's wild.
Don't forget Quarantine too. That's right around the corner, I'm sure.
You think so?
No, I don't think so. I think it's gonna be a little bit before you hear about that game. So yeah, I don't know. Ubisoft Forward's gonna be interesting, and I will be interested to see if it becomes a bi-monthly thing or every 2 month thing, if they're left, like, yeah. Yeah, that's what they're actually into. But we shall see you next week. We'll be live reacting here on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames, going up later on youtube.com/kindoffunnygames. Number three for you, The Witcher 3 Wild Hunt is coming to next gen. Blessing. This is a CD Projekt Red post over there on their website. We're working on the next generation edition of The Witcher 3 Wild Hunt. Developed to take advantage of the most powerful gaming hardware, the next-gen edition of the game will feature a range of visual and technical improvements, including ray tracing and faster loading times across the base game, both expansions, and all extra content. The next-generation edition of The Witcher 3 Wild Hunt will release as a standalone purchase for PC, Xbox Series X, and PlayStation 5, as well as a free update for everyone who already owns the game on PC, Xbox One, and PlayStation 4.
That last part is shocking.
Come
that is
the fuck
mind blowing.
On. You know what I mean? Like, goddamn CD Projekt Red. Everybody out here trying to nickel and dime for all these different things, and they're just like, here's this game with hundreds of hours of content that you already own and maybe didn't do anything with, and we'll just give you the updated, super fresh, next-gen version for free.
Yeah. And like, this is cool because it's not even an expected thing. Like if they didn't come out with this, right, I don't think anybody would blink an eye. And if they charged for it, I don't think people would have an issue with it, right? Because this is a game that came out originally in 2015.
I remember this was the first big game that we were covering for Kind of Funny, where I took my PlayStation 4 to MomoCon so I could keep playing it.
Yeah, and like if they came out 6 years later, whenever this thing finally comes out, and they're like, hey, yeah, we're putting out a new and improved version of The Witcher 3, has ray tracing, has improvements, has all this stuff, and if they charged for it, I'd be like, cool, get your money, because yeah, like putting out games takes work, right? That is development time, that is actual work you're putting into this thing. Like, you should get paid for that. The fact that they're including it as a free upgrade for people who already own it, that's wild. Like, that's really impressive.
Yeah, I mean, again, like, I think I've talked about it a lot, obviously, over the years, but not recently, I guess. But like, Witcher 3 was such a coming out party for CD Projekt Red. Granted, that's the third Witcher game from them, but it was the one that I think got on consoles and, you know, made inroads in such a different way and won the game of the years and got them in this thing and, you know, really built them into, like, people understood what that brand is. They understand what that publisher/developer is. And so I remember the narrative being, though, at the time, right, that when you opened your game case and there was the note in there, that was a thank you note from CD Projekt Red to you and saying how, you know, the cosmetic DLC and all that stuff would be free. Like, they would never charge for that. It was going to be like, you know, the big expansions and the season pass there. And I remember them getting so many accolades for that in a time where it was people seeming to try to figure out the latest way to nickel and dime a player, that they were able to go and do that for players and right there, and then continue on that way. And then here years later, right, when you talk about it, yeah, nobody expected this. Of course not, because we're all talking about what's going on with Cyberpunk. Like, Cyberpunk is the big one. Cyberpunk's their, you know, their next big project, their next big game. It's basically a launch game for next gen, even though next gen versions aren't ready at launch. You know, backwards compatibility is going to be right there. It's going to be the thing everybody's going to be playing at that time. The fact that, yeah, they've been quietly, and there's no release date on this, working on this, and that they're going to, you know, put it out here. Just brilliant. Really good for them. Really good for them.
And honestly, like, this is making me look at the control situation like a tiny bit differently, because I very much came to the defense of Remedy and 505 with their treatment of control. And I'm still there as far as, you know, if you're putting out a complete version of your game on next gen to take advantage of that stuff, and you don't necessarily, like, if you're not able to upgrade people who have just the base game and not the DLC, then, like, I'm fine with that, like, whatever. But the fact that CD Projekt Red is able to do this with The Witcher 3 and have it be so that, you know, no matter what version of the game, seemingly no matter what version of the game, The Witcher 3 you have, you're able to upgrade and do that seamlessly. Like, if they can do that with a game that came out 5 years ago, then what are you doing?
That's been confirmed, by the way, that, yeah, it's if you have Game of the Year, if you have the regular edition, you get the upgrade. It's not.
Yeah, that's
not
huge.
Limiting it anyway. Yeah, of course. Well, it is that dunk on 505.
Yeah.
And then they're like, yeah, fuck you guys. You don't want to do this for some reason. We will.
I saw people posting about this. Sorry.
No, I know what it's like to come out of the blocks.
Yeah. 505 is a much smaller developer, right? And, like,
they have not had nearly the success and that, like, Witcher 3 and the Witcher, like, series is given to CD Projekt Red.
Exactly. Yeah, and, like, sure. CD Projekt Red is also, like, aren't they funded by their government and stuff like that?
Poland gives them some tax break kickbacks kind of thing. Yeah
so, like,
that's the dirty word for it. Yeah. No, there's the relationship there with the country.
So they probably definitely have, like, a little more leeway of,
they, like, have more to work with.
Oh, sure. Yeah, exactly. No, totally. Yeah.
So I don't know if it's a fair comparison. I'm just saying.
Okay. Oh, right, what about the comparison for NBA 2K then? Do you want to come out of the blocks and, you know, 2K, they're just a struggling little publisher.
I'm sorry, Greg, did I say anything about NBA 2K? I think
I
only brought
what
up
you
Remedy.
Said because you came out with this smoker's comment.
I fucking hate you.
But I think for me, it more so comes down to what is the standard going to be? And, like, it's interesting seeing how these different publishers and different companies are starting to set the standard for, all right, what does a next-gen upgrade look like? What does for all intents and purposes, the next-gen version of the remaster look like? And how are we treating that? Because toward the beginning of this gen, we all bought a bunch of different remasters for games because that's what we knew. And, like, that was completely acceptable. And going into this next-gen, with smart delivery being a thing, with, you know, the way we've seen various publishers handle this, I feel like the goalpost being moved forward in a way that is going to be better for consumers if we get more and more situations like this Witcher 3 thing, as opposed to things like the NBA 2K thing, or even like the Control Remedy thing. It's all going to be in comparison to one another.
Of course, this is a giant ball of wax.
Exactly, and this isn't going to be a forever conversation, because at a certain point, like, we're going to leave this all behind. But
6 months in, it'll be over. We won't care.
Exactly.
I have two. Well, first off, so the two things pertaining to this from the nanobiologist, who gives you a deal of the day in the middle of this. Reminder, if you have Game Pass, you have The Witcher 3. You can buy The Witcher 3 for a discount via Game Pass, or get the free upgrade via Game Pass for the Series X. And then...
Is he saying that the Xbox Series X version of The Witcher 3 will be in Game Pass? Is that what he's implying?
No, what he's saying is, so right now we're saying that if you own Witcher 3, you can upgrade to the next gen version for free, right? So he's saying if you were to go on Game Pass and buy Witcher 3 at the discount, then you would have Witcher 3, and then you could do this.
Okay. I thought he also said that if you have Witcher 3 with Xbox Game Pass, then you can also get it on Xbox Series X, which I don't know how correct that is. Or maybe I just, like...
If you have Game Pass, you have Witcher 3. You can buy Witcher 3 for a discount via Game Pass, or get the free upgrade via Game Pass on the Series X.
Okay.
I think at that point, he's talking about smart delivery, right?
I'm going to see
if it was still on Game Pass when all this shit's going on, then that would happen that way.
Yeah.
Okay. And then the other part was, now Val just had, regarding CDPR and the Polish government, quote, CD Projekt Red gets $7 million from Polish government to research seamless multiplayer city creation, end quote. That's all I could find regarding their ties. Moving on then. Number four, while we're across the pond over there, let's talk about an English studio. A big wig over at Media Molecule is stepping down. This is Marie D'Alessandria over at gamesindustry.biz. Media Molecule co-founder Alex Evans has announced his departure from the Sony studio. After 13 years at the Little Big Planet and Dreams developer, the technical director said on Twitter that he wanted to take a break from the game development or from game development and explore other opportunities. Quote, a few months ago, I did a bit of lockdown-inspired soul-searching and decided to step down from Dreams dev to Dreams fan. Take a break from game dev, a career I've been lucky enough to enjoy since I was a spotty 15-year-old, his tweets read. Media Molecule is a wonderful place. I can't imagine making games anywhere else. But I wondered what else an old fart like me could do in this world. I've been in the game dev bubble so long, I'm not yet sure what's next, or even out there for someone like me. He also reassured Dreams fans about the title, with his departure seemingly having no impact on the current developments of the project. For anyone worrying about Dreams, don't. What Media Molecule are doing in Dreams at the moment is going to blow your minds, and though I'll miss them all, I'll be cheering from the sidelines. Thanks to them for the first 13 wonderful years, and here's to Media Molecule's next 13. The studio responded on Twitter, thanking Evans for his leadership, friendship, and everything he's given to Media Molecule. The team added, "We'll continue to be weird and wonderful as you've always wanted, and there's forever space for you on our stream sofa." I actually inverted that, but it's fine. It's the same thing. Evan started his career in the industry at Bullfrog before working at Lionhead for 6 years as head of R&D. He co-founded Media Molecule with art director Kareem Atuni, creative director Mark Healy, and technical director David Smith in 2006. Sony acquired the studio in 2010. The developer's latest project, Dreams, launched in early access in early 2019 with ambitions of turning everyone into a game creator and giving users full commercial ownership of their creation. The studio's incredible achievement with Dreams got them a place in our People of the Year 2019 list. Of course, this is gamesindustry.biz. Dreams fully launched in February this year to critical acclaim, and the studio is now evaluating how it might allow players to use their in-game creations in commercial projects. This is a nerdy one for me. Obviously, Alex has been around for so long. I mean, he used to give me Little Big Planet demos back when that game was launching, and I was just starting my career. So it's crazy to think of somebody I think of as so synonymous with Media Molecule leaving after 13 years. But of course, we wish him well.
Yeah, no, that's cool. Where are you at with Dreams nowadays?
You know, it's that thing. I still have it on the PlayStation 4 and I look at it all the time or I did before we were obsessed with stuff we're doing for reviews right now. But I'd like to get back to it at some point. I just have no concrete plan to do so. You know what I mean? Like, I had that idea I wanted to make for my level. I had assets come in from people I wanted to work with, and then pandemic hit and then games started happening. And then I just got so far removed from it that I just have not doubled back to do anything with it. What about you?
I'm pretty much in the same place. I keep wanting to boot it back up just to see what's going on and just to fuck around with different creations, because when Dreams first came out, that was the thing I enjoyed doing the most, like jumping in and playing all these different creations that were 30 minutes to an hour to 2 hours long, and that felt like such a cool thing. And we've gotten to a point of the year, I think it was, honestly, this point of the year started in March, where we got Doom Eternal, and then led into like Ori, I think, and that led into The Last of Us, which led into Ghost of Tsushima, which now we're in the place where we're playing a bunch of different games because it's August and we're going to fall, right? And so now I'm playing Marvel's Avengers and Tony Hawk Pro Skater, and then a bunch of different indie games.
Again, the rush is upon us. The normal Christmas season holiday rush is upon us.
All right, rush is upon us, and I've not had a minute to check out Dreams the way I wanted to.
This concerns me a little bit. Blessing, you're playing all these games. Where are you at with Persona 5 Royal?
I'm in the new semester.
I love you, Barrett. Come on, stop supporting. Yeah, you gotta listen to our content.
I'm sorry. I've been turned into an X-Bot now. I'm like, if I listen to PS I Love You, I think I'll die. I think that's
well.
How
here,
works.
For the record, the new episode of PS I Love You, where Blessing talks about Persona, I talk about Tell Me Why for like 15 minutes. So you're fine. we got it in there. We got the shot.
I bounced it out.
Yeah. I was thinking about this morning though, that like with Persona 5, I'm there now, right? Like, I have
You're in the cool new shit.
I'm in the cool new shit, and I am loving the cool new shit. And I probably have, what, maybe like 30 hours of this game left, I assume. maybe more, maybe less?
A little less. Say.
Okay, that's actually, I'm actually very thankful about that because
how far have you gotten into the new semester?
I'm going to fill my water and coffee.
Okay. That's actually a good question. I forget, without trying to give any spoilers. Yeah, and it's hard. I'm trying to describe where I'm at without giving spoilers, but basically, let's say I'm like mid to late January, I want to say.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say you have maybe 20 hours left.
Because that's great. But the thing is also, I was thinking about this morning that like I took that break from Persona 5 mm-hmm. when Last of Us and Ghost of Tsushima came out because right. I was just like, all right, yeah, it's time. I need to put all my focus into these other games. I'm at the point again now where I'm like, all right, Avengers is out. And Tony Hawk, a bunch of games, man. And what if I just took another Persona break and then came back to it? Lord knows when.
Here's the thing.
You gotta keep that notebook. Start a notebook. That's what I did just for this occasion.
The last 30 hours of that game is still my game of the year. I'm just saying. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying.
It's very good. It is very good. I'll see what I can do. I want to finish it.
I'm not playing it anytime soon.
Like I'm loving it. Right. But I also just want to get it out the way. Persona is one of those games where I'm like, man, I want more and more and more of this. But at the same time, end already. Just end. Why am I 120 hours into this game? End. Like, it doesn't make sense how long this game is.
Please stop.
It's just so long. What do you say?
Witcher 3 is that long.
Yeah. I mean, how long does it take to just mainline Witcher 3?
I don't know about mainline. I remember putting at least 120 hours into that game.
Witcher 3 was one of those ones, though, where, like, I think I started that game with no plans to finish it. Like, I just got as far as I could, and I was like, all right, cool, I'm done. And that was fine for me. Persona, I feel like Persona have the need to finish it because it's Persona.
Number 5 on the Roper Report. Red Dead Online has shrunk lobbies, apparently. This is Patricia Hernandez at Polygon. Normally, when you log into Rockstar's Wild West game, there should be around 30 or so Red Dead Online players roaming the world with you. It is, after all, a multiplayer game. But if you've booted it up recently, you might have entered a barren wasteland, at least when it comes to other actual humans. According to a handful of Red Dead Online players who spoke to Polygon over Discord, Red Dead Online lobbies have shrunk down considerably following the August 24th update that, in addition to adding new content, lists sustainability and security fixes. Rockstar did not respond for a request for comment, but similar reports have surfaced elsewhere. One player tells Polygon that they recently entered a game with only 2 people in it, which might sound bad, except the small player counts seem to be helping Red Dead Online. The MMO Lite has had a rough year, with issues so far ranging that at one point it was nearly impossible to do anything in the game. The Western has also had trouble keeping itself populated with animals and NPCs, and every time Rockstar tries to fix it, something else seems to break. But right now, with tiny player lobbies, things actually seem to work, fans say. Quote, low player session has made it easier to get legendary animals, one fan told Polygon. If the session is crowded, people will fight to get legendary animals, which is not efficient. While Rockstar has not announced such a major change to the game, fans feel that it must be intentional. The update that caused this has been live for over a week now, and despite reports, nothing has changed. And for some, that's just as well. Prior to the update, one of the most requested features by the community were private lobbies, to the degree that even some people figured out how to glitch them into existence. Quote, I've honestly hated Rockstar's decision to force players into public libraries only in Red Dead Online. So I'm really happy that we currently have a low player count lobbies that allow you to either do your own thing or play with a group of friends uninterrupted. A Red Dead Online Discord community leader tells Polygon.
It's always interesting to check back in with.
I was going to say, why didn't you love GTA Online? Why didn't you get into the Red Dead Online?
I mean, just because I didn't enjoy Red Dead that much. I did think I could get into Red Dead Online, despite that, and I played a little bit of it, and I was just like, why am I playing this when I could just be playing GTA Online? Like honestly, that's kind of where I came down on, because for me, the appeal of GTA Online is how ridiculous it is, and it is how like you are living that crime fantasy, like you are stealing cars and you are upgrading cars and upgrading your apartment and like gathering money and doing all the stuff that allows you to feel like this cool crime committing badass. I'm a crime committing badass. But yeah, Red Dead is all about the cowboy fantasy, which just has never been a thing that I've had the fervor for. But yeah, to see Rockstar come out of GTA Online, which is one of the most successful online experiences out there, right? As far as like the amount of players and numbers and sales and all that stuff, to then look at Red Dead Online and to see the amount of struggle that it's had, despite the amount of, I know, fandom that is there for Red Dead Redemption 2. Like, I know people absolutely adore that game, or at least like the people who adore it really adore it. The fact that they've just not been able to figure it out in a way that is anywhere near as comparable as GTA Online, not necessarily surprising, but fascinating to follow, to see like the shifts they're making in order to try and fix this thing and make it better. And at this point, I've kind of given up all hope that they're going to make it as good as something like GTA Online. Who knows?
Well, blessing. I'm excited to see what they make it into, but that's still so far away. I want you to tell me about a list where I could go to find more current things. But before you do that, I want to tell you about our sponsors. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, you can go to patreon.com/kindoffunnygames if you want to support the show and get it ad-free. And speaking of ads, let's talk about Brooklinen. Fall's right around the corner, and what better time to refresh your space than a fresh new season. We're talking about all new super soft bedding, towels, and even loungewear. If you're going to sit back and admire your new digs, you might as well be insanely comfortable doing it. Home to the internet's favorite sheets, Brooklinen's got over 50,000 five-star reviews and counting. And because they love a deal almost as much as they love comfort, Brooklinen's Labor Day event is happening this weekend, featuring everything you need to outfit your home this season at a fraction of the price. You've heard a lot about it because I use Brooklinen exclusively as my bed sheets. I also use them exclusively now as my bed towels, not bed towels. That doesn't make any sense. Towels. When I get out of the shower, I use that. When I go to bed, sleeping in Brooklinen. Why? Comfortable, soft, affordable, and it was easy to do online for the bedding where I was able to match it to everything I wanted it to. We're all spending so much time at home nowadays. Why not upgrade your homes with Brooklinen? Their Labor Day event is coming up this weekend, and it's a big one. Don't miss out on big savings on all things sheets, towels, loungewear, and so much more. But if you can't wait, you can get 10% off your first order and free shipping right now if you use the promo code GAMES at brooklinen.com. That's BROOKLINEN.com. Brooklinen, everything you need to live your most comfortable life. Up next is Logitech. If you've heard me talk about this ad this week, you know that over at the studio, I use the Logitech Pro gaming headset with the blue mic when I'm playing on my PlayStation 4 over there. They have a new version out, though. And so it's called the Pro X Wireless Lightspeed Gaming Headset, and it's a game changer. Based on the award-winning Pro gaming headset design, Pro X Wireless Headset features high-quality materials, advanced communications, precision audio, and total wireless freedom. It's a high-performance Pro X gaming headset with Lightspeed wireless technology and up to 20 hours of battery life. It also features a detachable pro-grade microphone featuring real-time Blue Voice technology, including passive noise isolation, compressor limiter, and more for clean professional voice comms. It doesn't stop there, as it's also the advanced Pro-G 50mm drivers, which deliver clear and precise sound imaging with improved bass response. Hear footsteps and environmental cues with clarity to give you a competitive advantage. You can also experience this headset's supreme comfort and durability. For a limited time, Logitech G is offering our listeners 10% off select products at logitechg.com. Use the promo code KFGames for 10% off today. That's 10% off select Logitech G products with the promo code KFGames at logitechg.com. And final sponsor is Hims. 4hims.com is all about men's wellness. If you need help with hair loss, ED, or have a cold, interested in mental health or COVID-19 home tests, Hims is here for you. We all know the story. Andy and Nick wanted to maintain their own wellness, so they looked to Hims to keep their hair healthy and full. And we can confirm it's healthy and full. 66% of men start to lose their hair by the age 35, and thanks to science, baldness can be optional. Hims connects you with FDA-approved products to treat hair loss and have thousands of happy customers loving their results. If approved, products will be shipped to your door in discreet packaging. Today, Hims is giving you their best offer yet. If you're not happy with your results after 90 days, Hims will give you a full refund, and right now, our listeners can get their first visit absolutely free. Go to 4hims.com/gamesdaily. That's 4hims.com/gamesdaily. Full refund of price paid available for the first 90-day supply. Refund request must be made between 90 and 180 days after the product shipment is delivered. Prescription products require an online consultation with a medical professional who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See the website for full details and safety information at 4hims.com/gamesdaily. Blessing. I don't know if they'll ever fix that there Red Dead Online, but I know that other games are coming out right now, and I want to know where I'd go to get them listed.
you would go to the official list of upcoming software across each and every platform as listed by the Kind of Funny Games Daily Show hosts each and every weekday.
Yeah. I wouldn't betray you, Greg. I wouldn't play the jazzy thing like Kevin did yesterday.
Could you even if you wanted to?
A violation of trust.
What? You ain't got the MP3.
I don't, but I wouldn't do it.
Exactly.
I wouldn't do that to Greg, okay? I love him too much.
Thank you, I love you too, Bert. He hates me and I hate him. Out today, ladies and gentlemen, Marvel's Avengers on PlayStation 4, Xbox One, PC, Stadia. Dimu Reborn on PC. NBA 2K21 on PlayStation 4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC. Layer of the Clockwork God. My apologies on that one. Xbox One, Switch. The Coma 2, Vicious Sisters, Xbox One. The Story of Seasons on PS4. You were excited about that, or you were just telling me about it? Bless that.
I just read about it. Yeah, it was just one of the PlayStation picks on PS Lovie this week.
Paradise
Story of Seasons.
And it kind of looks like Animal Crossing. Wasn't that the thing, too?
Yeah, it's like comparable Harvest to Animal Moon. Crossing if you're like looking for that kind of thing. The Story of Seasons in general is a Harvest Moon-like game. And this is Doraemon's Story of Seasons, which I don't know anything about Doraemon.
Sounds like a Digimon.
It sounds like a Digimon. And so if you want to play Digimon Story of Seasons, boom, there you go.
Doraemon Digivolve 2 Blessing Mon. I don't know. That's all I got.
I didn't watch enough Digimon to like have a reaction to that. I couldn't reference it. All I know is that they have like the main Digimon. They have the main Digimon that looks kind of like Charmeleon, and I really like Charmeleon, and so like I kind of always wanted to watch Digimon, but I just didn't.
Digimon's rad. I'm gonna say this: I was watching Digimon seasons 1 and 2 recently on Hulu, and I will say this: I think that anime holds up better than the Pokemon anime.
Oh, how dare you!
Blessing.
The Pokemon anime is great.
Blessing. I'm just gonna say it. I think Digimon the anime is better.
Paradise Killer on Switch and PC. Lose Revenge on Xbox One. Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 1+2 on PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and PC. You can get the review yesterday on Kind of Funny Games Daily from Tim Geddes. Roommates on Switch. Dirt Trackin' 2 on Switch. Solitaire Spider Minimal on Switch. Fantasy Tower Defense on Switch. Mimi Cry on PC and Mac. Meanwhile on PC. Dreamcatcher on PC and Mac. Astro Vidi on PC. Do It With Hay on PC. Louie on PC and Mac. World's End Club on Apple Arcade. Deals of the day for you. This is a legit, like, hey, you could, this is a funny, I'll read it. And then I just love the fact that Marvel's Avengers, you know, they did the gum thing, they did the Verizon thing. And don't get me wrong, get fucking paid, everybody, and then pay it forward because this is a contest or whatever. But deals of the day, all right? Celebrating its partnership with Square Enix and Crystal Dynamics for the Marvel's Avengers video game, every week Vizio fans will have a chance to win a TV, soundbar, and a digital copy of the game to up their gaming experience. More details are below for the sweepstakes. You can get the info, though, at vizio.com/playavengers. You can go. They're giving away like an 85-inch TV. They're doing all this stuff. It goes through December. They're doing a whole bunch of different giveaways. So you can win the game. You can win a TV, win a soundbar. But this is the one that cracked me up. This is the quote that came with it. We want Marvel's Avengers to be completely immersive, be a completely immersive gaming experience. And Vizio's high performance takes everything to an entirely different level. The all-new Vizio Pro Gaming Engine in their TVs will make you feel like you're a superhero. End quote. Crystal Dynamics creative director Sean Esguy. It's the entire Avengers partnering thing is so 2005, 2007, and I haven't seen the light of this so much. Get fucking paid. Put out your cosmetics DLC. Give away TVs, like give away TV and soundbars. That's sure cool. Do it.
I'm surprised they didn't make like an Iron Man reference. It's like, oh, this is a TV that Tony Stark would use in his mansion. Like,
why? Like, I hate it. I wish there was a thing of it was like you register to get entered into it, right? And then you get a code to redeem it for like a Vizio Iron Man skin. And it like, it's just branded Vizio or something. Like, fucking get it. Go ahead. I remember the Mountain Dew and Doritos and Peace Walker. Get fucking paid. Have some fun. What year is it? I am a huge
Metal Gear Solid fan. I guess I let Kojima slide on so many things when it comes to Monster Energy drinks being in his game.
It's just that, it's that thing of like, I just don't think we see it. I haven't seen it. You look like, okay, Halo's got double XP and all that shit, and like in the drinks and stuff. Like,
I mean, Call of Duty's never stopped. Like, exactly. Call of Duty had the Dorito
but
thing.
It's like, it's that thing where you have those brands where you're just like, oh, that's what it is. That, you know what I mean? Like, we're so used to it. To see Avengers, this new property drop, and also be Avengers, but also be on gum packets and this, that, and the other. And like, don't get me wrong. I bought all the fucking gum. I wanted all the goddamn nameplates and the emote and all that shit. And it's like, whatever, this was fun. And it reminds me of this stupid thing. It's like,
I just want to like,
win. So it's like, whatever.
I want to see this with like the game we'd expect it for the least. Like, I want to see The Last of Us Part 3 have some sort of like Vizio sponsorship slash partnership to where you're just finding Vizio TVs in the game left and right.
Listen, you're going to be so leveled emotionally by Tell Me Why Episode 3. We've partnered with Postmates. So you can get 10% off your first delivery of food because you'll be crying too hard to leave the house.
Honestly, I love both those things. And so like if they partnered, I'd be all about that. That'd be a partnership I'd be in for.
I'm sure you would be. I mean, and that's the thing. Just whatever. It's goofy and weird and it's not affecting anything, but it's like, go win a TV. Go win a TV, everybody.
Yeah. Speaking of TV, Greg, you cut me off as I was telling Barrett this.
Oh, my apologies.
The Pokemon
TV
series.
Oh, my fucking God. It's time to squad up. It's time to squad up. This is where one of you writes into patreon.com/kindoffunnygames, giving me your name, username, platform of choice, and why you need help in a video game. I read it here. The best friends come and find you. Today, I'm reading a very special one from Jordan Deeb. Platforms Jordan needs help on is all. Best friends, assemble. Today is finally the day. Marvel's Avengers is out, and I'm sure many of us Kinda Funny best friends need people to play with. I, and other Kinda Funny best friends, have made a Discord for any KFBFs who want to play Marvel's Avengers. The chat is for all platforms, so no matter where you play, come and find people to squad up with. The link to the Discord will be posted on my Twitter, @Jordan_Deeb, D-E-B, on the Kinda Funny community Facebook group, and I'll include it in this squad up, which is invite.gg/KFAvengers. I thought that was a really cool thing. I went and joined it today. And I've been talking Avengers in there and hanging out. And it's a great idea. I think there's been so many people like, oh man, I don't have friends that will play this game with me. Obviously, we always talk about Kinda Funny best friends play. And squad up can only get to so many people. Whereas if they make their own Discord just for a game, why not? Good idea, everybody. Thank you, Jordan, for doing that with your friends. Invite.gg/KFAvengers. Jordan signs off. I look forward to seeing you guys join this group and hopefully find a new team to play with. We ask people watching live on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames to go to kindoffunny.com/you're wrong and tell us what we screw up as we screw it up. This is an interesting one. Of course, maybe it's just somebody using a name, but I believe it. I think Radic from CD Projekt Red was watching live and popped in to clarify things for about The Witcher 3 next gen update. CD Projekt Red writes, again, probably, on The Witcher 3 next gen and subscription service copy, like Xbox Game Pass. The next generation edition of The Witcher 3 Wild Hunt will be available both as a purchase, PC, Xbox Series X, PlayStation 5, and a free upgrade for everyone who purchased the game in physical or digital format on PC, Xbox One, or PlayStation 4, period. The upgrade won't work for the game obtained via a subscription service. So that actually leads me to the question then of what Nana was talking about. So if you're saying if it's already on Game Pass, when if it's still on Game Pass, when this goes live, which he also says The Witcher 3 Next Gen is coming in 2021. If it's live on Game Pass in 2021, that wouldn't get me the next gen version. But if I bought it through Game Pass, are you saying that wouldn't get it? The upgrade won't work for the game obtained via a subscription service. So if you bought it as a discount through Game Pass, you wouldn't be eligible for that?
See, this brings me back to the confusion I had earlier in the episode. Because that's the exact thing that's kind of breaking my brain a little bit. Because like, is it a thing? Because if it's on Xbox Game Pass by then, it'd be on both. Xbox Series X Game Pass isn't different from Xbox One Game Pass, right?
No, but it's...
So are we then working with different SKUs between the next-gen version and the current-gen version? And is that like...
I think it's just the difference of you'd get Witcher 3 Smart Delivery, whatever they're doing that for the Game Pass version, but it wouldn't like your turn on game... I don't think that Witcher 3... Xbox Series X version, next gen, Witcher 3 next gen isn't going to be on Xbox Game Pass, if that makes sense.
Okay.
Does that make sense? Because I like think that is different SKUs, I think is what they're saying.
But there is the expectation that Witcher 3 is going to be, because like games come and go from Game Pass, right? And so who knows where we're going to be in 2021 with the Witcher 3 on Game Pass.
Yeah.
First, actually, my first question is Witcher 3 on Game Pass right now? Because that actually is very important. Okay. So if it's on Game Pass by the time this is coming out, The idea of it is, oh, it's a next-gen SKU, like both versions isn't on Game Pass. And that also opens up a bigger question of, what does that mean for the wider world of next-gen upgrades for Xbox Series X?
The other thing we have here was nothing. No,
we've not talked about this.
No, we're not doing this again. We're not doing this again. We're not doing it again, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay, but bless this episode of Digimon real quick.
My brain is breaking.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's your final Kind of Funny Games Daily for this week. But we will be back next week. Remember, of course, it's a Funky Kong week. Next week is Monday. We have off because of Labor Day. So then let's run through the hosts for next week, which I didn't update. Blessing, you can't do Tuesday because you're off. So it'll probably be me and Imran. I have a doctor's appointment at 9:30, but it's one of those call it in these things. So I assume that'll be fine. I'll put myself on there. If not, if Games Daily starts late, I'm at the cancer doctor for a checkup, not sick. Then what? So that would be that. Then Wednesday would be me and Gary Whitta. Then Thursday would be me and Tim. And then Friday would be me and Blessing. You know what? I'm going to give you get to host that one. I'm going to put you at the front of that one. All right? Okay. Because I want you to get some work out of here. You're just over here languishing. You'll be recovered from moving by then. We'll get to see your new house, your new setup.
Yeah, man.
Are you confident in the internet? Are you excited? Smaller room?
Yeah. No, the internet at my new place should be better than the internet at my current place.
Okay.
Yeah. Because I got Michael took care of it. My roommate, Michael.
Glad somebody's there taking care of you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Kevin's sister won't be able to look out for you forever. Ladies and gentlemen, that's Kind of Funny Games Daily. Remember, each and every weekday, 10 a.m., youtube.com/kindoffunnygames, or twitch.tv/kindoffunnygameslive, youtube.com/kindoffunnygameslater, podcast services later. Remember, the best place to get it, just like the Xbox Series X, of course, is patreon.com/kindoffunnygames, where you can get it ad-free, you can submit to be on the show, and you can get the post-show we're about to record. But for everybody who has no box tossed our way, it's no big deal. Until next time, it's been our pleasure to serve you.